Hello everyone and welcome to the Visual Storytelling Podcast with me, Gary Fernan, and the first podcast of 2022. By now you should have, I'm sure, figured out and at least started to plan your year ahead and what you hope to achieve throughout 2022, and had a chance to reflect on your successes and your failures from the previous year. So I'd like to start the first podcast of 2022 by wishing you all a happy new year. What I'd like to share with you in this podcast is just some consistent comments that I've been getting from my YouTube channel and what I plan to do with that data. So hello everyone, hope you're keeping well. In January 2021, I wrote a note to myself, and this note was specific to, or aimed particularly at, where I wanted to go with trying to build my YouTube channel. And I wrote about noise and traffic and how people just wanted the path of least resistance. So my aim was to keep things simple, appreciate that people are devoid of time, and they just wanted to know the answer to the question. So it was important just to get to the point. Well, it would appear over the course of 2021 that I seem to have forgotten my own advice. And I was getting a lot of comments on YouTube about getting to the point. They felt that I was either storytelling too much or just rambling, and they just wanted to know the answer to their question. And having forgotten my own advice that I had written down in a note at the beginning of 2021 about just getting to the point, I thought to myself, is this the death of storytelling? And it wasn't then that I was trying to find the answer through looking at other social platforms that I came across a tweet from @WisoTed, and that's WISOTED. And they wrote, as a new creator or relatively unknown, it's important to get to the point. Now, that particular tweet did go on to say that when you become more known, that's when you're really afforded more time to storytell and people stick around. But as a new creator or relatively unknown, it's important to get to the point. So for me, it would be remiss not to listen to my own advice and to the voice of my audience. So certainly for my YouTube channel. Now, YouTube is one of the platforms that I'm going to be focusing on throughout 2022 to promote myself and my business. The other two being LinkedIn because of my target audience, as well as obviously this platform here where I will storytell a bit more, and I will probably find, you'll probably find that I'm doing what I'm doing now and I'm rambling, so I'm going to again stop myself, listen to my own advice and get to the point. So they're the changes that I'm going to be making. So certainly with respect to my YouTube channel, I'm going to be stripping stuff right back and getting straight to the point and pretty much removing the 2-3 minute video formats I have and stripping it right back down to probably less than a minute, probably less than 30 seconds. So before I leave you, I just have the question: what change have you made in your approach and what has been the effect? I'd love for you to share your experiences with the listeners, with myself, and like I always say, we're in this together. And until next time, folks, be creative, be inspired, be you.